This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Interest rates in the U.S. bump upward suddenly.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. First of all, keep an eye on interest rates. The yield on the benchmark 10-year T-note was trading on Friday at about 1.88 after rising nearly 5% on Thursday. Some of that is worry about inflation as the dollar strengthens against the Japanese yen, which hit a 4-year low today. And there's some decent news expected when it comes to the U.S. government's finances. Joining us every Friday is Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
You're thinking about the federal budget. I thought that's what we did last summer in the great debate over sequestration and so forth.
Well, that's right. But, yeah, we're focused on the budget because we get the April surplus numbers this afternoon. April, of course, is tax month, and it is a big month for budget economists. This year, CBO estimates that Treasury is going to report a $112 billion surplus.
Surplus. That's a word we tended not to hear over the last couple of years.
Well, that's right. And of course, it's one of those things that only is going to happen one month this year. But so far, the first 7 months of the fiscal year, we are running a deficit $230 billion. Less than last year. That is much better than anybody expected.
And you care because you're a caring person, but also you think maybe this clears away some gridlock?
Well, it should, right? If Congress sat down and tried to work a budget deal today, it should be a lot easier than it was last summer. Unfortunately, what's happening is there's quite a few who are now saying, hey, we're making so much progress, we don't have to do anything else. And so for now, anyway, the odds of a budget deal this summer have actually diminished.
Chris Lowe, chief economist, FTN Financial. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, Bangladesh. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the government in Bangladesh is temporarily closing 18 factories amid safety concerns. Today, a 17-year-old woman was rescued alive after spending about 16 days in the rubble of the collapsed garment factory there. More than 1,000 are dead in what has become one of the worst industrial accidents ever.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
The CEO of the world's largest online retailer, Alibaba, says he's too old for the job and he's stepping down. Here's the thing. Jack Ma is a pup, 48, Marketplace's Noel King reports.
I'm young for new things, but I'm a bit old for the internet, is what Jack Ma said. Stanford University's Steve Blank quit the tech startup game at 45. He says often tech entrepreneurship is a young person's game.
You know, one of the great things about being young is you're usually too dumb to know it's impossible. And one of the great things about being old is I could tell you the 5,000 reasons why it can't be done.
Thane Kreiner of Santa Clara University, who has started three life sciences companies, says innovative ideas can come at any age, but being an entrepreneur is really tiring.
Often an entrepreneur is pioneering a new market or even a new industry. So you have to create everything as you go along. There are too many things for any human to actually accomplish, even if you work 24/7.
As for the argument that companies need an adult in the room, an older exec to steer the ship, Steve Blank says that's what a company's board is for. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
The president is hosting several women at the White House today to talk about Obamacare just in time for Mother's Day. Call it a charm offensive or marketing. This is the latest in a week's worth of Affordable Care Act news. From the health desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Phew. You can't blame health reporters for being glad it's Friday. Moms in the East Room at the White House, reams of paper on crazy hospital prices, and this from HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius.
We're announcing that $150 million is being made available to help community health centers across the country.
If it feels like all ACA all the time, that's fine with Ann Philippik, who runs Enroll America, a nonprofit that promotes Obamacare.
When you've looked at the coverage of the Affordable Care Act, really it's often been very political. But what we're starting to see, and I think this is a really important and powerful thing, it's starting to become a consumer-focused conversation.
And for now, that conversation is designed mainly to get people to feel good about Obamacare. Cue the moms at the White House.
Part of our work here is not just reaching the uninsured, but reaching those trusted voices. So, you know, we want to reach young men, for example, across the country who may be uninsured. Part of our job is to reach out to their moms.
Into early summer, much of the PR campaign will be focused on getting people comfortable with health reform. But the nitty-gritty details and the hard sell are still a ways off. Lindsay Resnick is with the advertising firm KBM, whose clients include health insurers. He says there's a risk in saying too much too soon about the mechanics of the exchanges. People will get confused.
There's really nowhere for somebody to go and shop, and there's no action that an individual can take to go buy insurance.
There'll be plenty of action October 1st when people can start buying insurance on the new exchanges. Come the fall, Resnick promises we'll all be drowning in all things healthcare. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And the rich get richer, and so do bacteria. A new UCLA study published in Nature finds that germs behave a lot like the wealthy. By being at the right place at the right time and making the most of community resources, the researchers said a small number of microbes get a leg up on all the others. There's already a mathematical model describing why a small group of people control the majority's wealth. Researchers found it also applies to the way some bacteria fester into hard-to-treat infections. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.